Now I call to the podium the representative of Austria.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, I would like to thank the Republic of Kenya for hosting this conference in beautiful Nairobi. We also have to thank our Director General, Roberto Acevedo, and his experienced team for his work and engagement over the last years. We are currently facing a very difficult moment for the WTO, but we are still quite optimistic to make it over the finishing line in the end. Let me just point out three important issues for our work here in Nairobi and beyond. Firstly, allow me to welcome Liberia and Afghanistan as new members of the WTO who will be invited to join us this week. It is good to see that the WTO continues to be attractive for newcomers. Secondly, in the next hours, we will have to make up our mind on the so-called Nairobi package. For some time now, it has been clear that this package is not a big one. Neither does it meet all our hopes and long-term expectations for the Doha round. But on the other hand, we should not disregard what is before us, especially in the field of export competition and LDC issues. But even more important, additional steps must follow in Geneva once we've returned home to continue our daily work. Our negotiators must have clarity what we expect from them. First and foremost, we recognize the leftovers from the DDA as important issues which deserve comprehensive solutions taking into account some core developmental interests. But at the same time, we have to reconsider our strategies. 14 years of very moderate results cannot be seen as a very convincing approach. We have to think about alternatives, about new and more promising negotiating models, even if this means interpreting existing negotiating frames and mandates in a new light. Business as usual, as a result of this conference, would be very difficult to sell to our companies and would represent a devastating signal to the outside world. It is not a big secret that the EU and Austria are prepared to explore new issues, relevant issues, which could be dealt with on the multilateral level. The leading issue, of course, is electronic commerce, but also investment or competition are in my mind. Multilateral solutions should be our main target, but the WTO has not been able to deliver on new market access for a long time. It does not come as a surprise now that many countries are beginning to look for alternatives. We always see bilateral and regional engagement as complementary to the multilateral system, but this only works if the multilateral level playing fields advance in parallel. Lack of dynamics in Geneva endangers both the multilateral foundations and the more progressive bilateral agenda. To sum up, I am deeply convinced that the multilateral system can deliver, as we have seen with the 2030 Agenda on Sustainable Development Goals in New York and the results of the just concluded Climate Change Conference in Paris. I want our conference to show to the world that the WTO can still agree on concrete issues and create progress. We have not deserved our holidays after this conference until this goal is achieved. Thank you very much for your attention.